and Philip, living proof that Eric does have friends.
Because we're not paying those guys.
Back to Q105's The Morning After.
All right, 8:04 on Saturday, November 11th. Thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us here on The Morning After. On today's show, first, let me give you the phone number if you want to be a part of things. I know we often don't have time to get to phone calls, and today we're going to have to somehow squeeze like 4 hours of radio into 2 hours. If you miss stuff, podcasts on the website, Q1055.com. But 419-240-1055. Today on the show, we will do Law or Not with the brand new Councilman Nick Comyves. That's in the second segment. We've got to get to an accused sexual predator story from the summertime that continued early this week. UT's Pitch and Pour Thursday night. We'll talk about that in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll try to squeak in some utter nonsense, comma. And then in the final segment of the show, it's Veterans Day weekend, so we'll have the Executive Director of Veterans Affairs for Lucas County on. And then a special podcast-only segment, so it won't be on the air. It will only be a podcast, and you can get that once we pop it up at Q1055.com. 8:05, good morning. It's The Morning After. It's Eric Chase and Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
That's it.
I know.
Hold on 1 second. Keep talking.
Hello.
I wanted to make sure I have the right mic.
Hello.
Philip had meetings today, so he's not with us. That's fine. We'll dive right in because we're a little tight on time to fit everybody in this week. We'll go with who won the week. Last week I mentioned no Barry.
Yeah.
I made it. My dad.
Did he make it?
That's a good question. My dad went away on vacation. His woman, his person, paid for a cruise for them. And they went to Bermuda.
But well.
Don't say that.
Oh, come on. He's not dead.
If the cabin is a rockin', it means they hit rough water.
If you see the Studebaker shaking.
I can't ever think of how long the longest time has been that I didn't speak to my dad. What's the longest you've gone without speaking to Kara? Unintentionally.
Oh, unintentionally? I mean, are you talking about forced, like imposed non-speaking?
Like, you've been running to Bloomington, Illinois for stuff.
I think the longest, it's never been more than a day or even a half a day, I want to say. Like, but when she's pissed at me, it's gone.
That's
like,
intentional.
That's an intentional day. And that is the most uncomfortable silence in the world.
Because you feel the tension.
Yeah.
The tension.
You know,
speaking.
It's not. You say you're not going to talk, but you're talking through all these nonverbal cues, which makes the house super uncomfortable. Like, I know you're mad.
I talk to my dad every day, almost every day. At most, I'll go 3 days without speaking to him. When my mom was alive, I would always speak to one of my parents every single day just to shoot the blank with them.
Yeah.
Just say what's up. Because I haven't been at home for like all of my adult life. But I've gone, this is me practicing. Like when my mental health is in a good place now. But when my dad goes, it's over.
Oh.
You're going to have to institutionalize me. So in a sense, I'm kind
of. This was practice. I knew you were going to say that.
This
is
practice for when my dad.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's morbid, isn't it?
It is morbid.
And it's only something I would come up with.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Most people would go like this. This is the time I didn't speak to my dad because he was on vacation. You go, 7 days. We'll see how long. We'll work this out. Maybe I can get to a month. And then it won't be so bad when he goes.
He'll have to call my brother, Paul, and say, Paul, I've been home for 3 weeks now. Why won't Eric answer my calls? Dad, he's practicing for when you die.
Yeah, he's trying to get his, he's sitting Shiva in advance.
I've made it, though. He called me from Terry's phone, and I missed that a couple of times. Then I think he got flustered saying, Eric, it's me calling from this number. And every time I'd look at the 610-610 number, I'd go, sorry, Dad, I'm practicing for when you, but I've made it, and he's back tomorrow, assuming nothing
horrible happened.
Did you see any?
I didn't see anything in the news. There's no, where are we in the alphabet with hurricanes?
When the pitcher Roy Halladay died in the plane crash in the Gulf, I did briefly think, oh, crap, like that's the same rough body of water as my dad. But I've made it, and I will look forward to speaking to him, but I know it is very morbid and very Eric Chase-like to think of. Let me practice for when he dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made it, though. And I've called Paul more often. That's good.
Well, Paul's got something to look forward to.
It was... The last time I spoke to my dad was last Friday afternoon, and then with Paul, I called him Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I called him. It was like 8 o'clock.
So you didn't go cold turkey. You just switched your addiction.
Yeah, but but
you just moved your focus from like somebody who you're like, okay, this is what. So now I'm just gonna focus on Paul.
I went from heroin to cocaine.
I get it.
It helps because I'm not as close with Paul as I am with my dad.
Oh, so there's so much more to learn with these conversations that are about to happen every day.
I wish you could have heard Paul's voice.
Why are you calling?
When he said, I said, I can't talk to Dad every day. He's like, so you're going to call me?
Yeah. Like, he knew. He was like, check it off the list, hon.
Why was there a deer in your yard?
That's a very good question. There were two deer in my yard, and it wasn't like a glancing moment where you're like, oh my god, it's time where you can just enjoy it and like take some pictures and things like that. They like hung around. One of them laid down next to the swing set and just laid there, and the other one was like this big buck. So now I'm like, okay, well, can't let the dog outside, you know. I've seen too many videos of like dudes getting trampled by bucks because they thought they were being cute, and so I'm like, all right. And then he's with somebody, so I'm assuming like there's some kind of protection thing going on, and I rush Cohen out real quick because I want him to see this. He's like, you know, it's a moment of nature. And I'm expecting it to be gone in moments.
Wait, let me set this table. When I saw the pictures, I know that you're kind of close to a park, but you're closer to a major road than anything.
Gather Downs.
So it was bizarre to see.
Yeah.
Like, you live in a neighborhood.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Urban deer.
Yeah, they were like street deer. Like, straight up Toledo deer. And they were just standing around. And then one of them, the buck, got real close to the porch. And the only thing I could see was, and maybe this is just me being like, you know, super worried about things, was him just leaping into the sunroom. And I was like, well, that's not going to be good. And so I ran the boy back inside, and I'm like, oh my god. But they were there for like 3.5 hours.
It
got to the point where I was like, come on, man.
You were imprisoned.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't let the dog out. I feel like if I go out on the deck, you know, and I get too close, I've never seen this kind of behavior from animals before, so this is a little odd for me.
The last time you had an animal encounter like this, you army crawled out of your bedroom when Cohen was an infant.
With a bat. The bat was a real thing,
right?
And that action was completely appropriate.
Demetrius versus Beast is always one of my favorite stories. So how did they just leave? How do you get a deer out of your yard?
Who knows? Like, that's a very good question. They leaped from neighbor's backyard to neighbor's backyard. So they spent, I want to say, a good 6.5 hours just looking at real estate in the backyards of people in my neighborhood.
So you had to wait for them to leave?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't want Boogie to get trampled.
I know.
I'm not letting him out there with an animal that's like 16 times his weight.
You didn't like Google anything? Go,
no,
like,
I'm not a Googler.
I know how
do you get deer out of your backyard?
Right.
I'm that guy who goes like this. Hey, let's see if this works. And then I'll grab a broom and go running out there and get trampled to death by a deer. And then people will go, don't use a broom.
Oh, it would be so cute if Cohen and Kara yelled as you were getting gored, World Star!
I know. There was no way that was going to happen to me. No way.
I thought so many things. I thought about the bat incident, like the winged bat, not a baseball bat. When I saw Kara posting the pictures, I thought, Cohen just wants a school bus outside, not deer.
Oh, yeah.
How does he think about these? And, like, who do you call?
I thought, legitimately, there was a point where they were in my next door neighbor's yard, and I felt like maybe at one point, because they were in there for so long, that my next door neighbor would just run out with his gun and shoot them both. Like, just pop, 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 pop. And so I got worried for their well-being for a minute. And then I'm like, you guys have been here for a really long time, almost to the point where you're inviting trouble.
Shot with a handgun? Shot with a handgun?
Yeah, where some, like, you stumble into the wrong hillbilly's backyard, and all of a sudden he doesn't have to go looking for you. You know, he doesn't have to drink black velvet, smell like deer pee for the day. You know, you literally walk to his house to make this more convenient for him. Like, I could see somebody just shooting them in the backyard and then dragging their bodies back inside and dressing them.
Kara, fire up the grill.
Oh, my God, no.
I could,
no.
But since it's a neighborhood, I could totally see somebody coming out with a handgun. And,
yeah.
And turning it sideways.
Yeah. And being like, break yourself, deer. Break yourself.
8:15. Who do you call when deer come into your yard? Maybe that's something that the newly minted councilman can answer. We'll chat with Nick Comives, who won an election, won a city council seat. And congratulations to your boy.
Yeah, I know. Wade.
He's a big winner. Now everybody's got to figure out how to spell his last name.
I know.
It's 8:15 with the Morning After here on Q105.
Five finalists remain. Who will take the grand prize?